And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
The last vehicle sold without ABS was a 2010 Chevrolet Cobalt.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I don't know what that looks like. I'm trying to picture what
it is. It's like an egg. It's like a two-door Impala.
That ugly vehicle? The ugly pickup?
No.
I thought it was the boxy one.
No. You're thinking of the SSR.
Ah, okay.
That's her favorite vehicle ever made is the SSR.
I hate the bubble car. Whoever looked at a car and said, you know what this needs? More curves.
We need to make a new truck.
We want
designed.
This to look as lumpy as possible. who thought that was a good look? And then we're going to paint it lime green because everybody loves that.
But it's a convertible.
Oh, yeah, that, whoo.
But yeah, no, the Cobalt. Right, no, the Cobalt is like the predecessor to the Cavalier.
Okay.
Like GM's people car, just about.
Oh.
The last of the cigarette cars, you know?
Oh, it had the pop-out ashtrays.
I mean, I just know I've never seen someone get out of a Cobalt without a cigarette in their hand.
However, though, it is noteworthy that ABS became increasingly standard across various models in the early 2000s. So, yes, the Cobalt was, in 2010, the last to come without ABS, but they had made it standard for other vehicles. Chevy was just holding out and was like, nah, we're going to wait as long as possible before putting this in our cars.
The 92? The 92 standard rear ABS in a pickup truck.
Yeah.
I can't believe they were allowed to sell it.
Why?
No ABS in 2010 is crazy.
I can believe that all the way. You give a redneck anything and they don't care.
Well, yeah, I mean...
they don't care if the brakes lock up or not.
That just shows they're working, you know?
Exactly. But by 2012, ABS had become mandatory in all vehicles. So everything after 2012 has ABS.
That's good news. Whether or not it's working is a different question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whether or not it does. Next topic.
All right. Mine. I chose the good old carburetor.
Ooh.
So... You know, with fuel injection being offered as early as the mid-50s with GM's mechanical fuel injection system,
mm-hmm.
It was super rare. But I can't even fathom how that works. But it became pretty common starting in the mid-80s with electronic fuel injection, EFI, if you would.
Bring back the batteries.
You need, like, sensors and stuff.
See, but they didn't have all that back in the day, and their stuff worked just fine.
Yeah.
Maybe they broke a wrist or two, but...
Because of carburetors.
Yeah, but it...
But, yeah, so there was a few holdouts, you know, after the 80s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the last factory vehicle with a carb, 1994 Isuzu pickup. Yes, that's the model. They didn't even bother naming it. It's just the pickup.
The pickup.
Yeah, I mean, that being said, like, yeah, they didn't bother naming the Isuzu pickup. I've seen Isuzu pickups put in more work than F-250 Platinums.
Is Isuzu the car company who used to have that crazy car commercial with the creepy little boy who'd pop up on the screen and whisper?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was this car commercial freaked me out as a kid. This little boy would pop up on the screen and like
you're talking about Mazda.
Zoom, zoom. Yeah. Zoom. Oh my god, that was the creepiest car commercial. It sounded like Isuzu though.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
when car commercials were unhinged.
Bring back unhinged car commercials.
We're just bringing back.
They're so boring now. It every car commercial, especially with trucks, like they used to like, they would make a mountain and they'd put a different truck in the bed of a truck and they'd tow another truck up a mountain. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
And now it's like...
Cruising down the highway.
It's a 3500 dually pulling an ATV up a paved road It's like, this is the toughest truck in the world. It's like, bro.
It rated for families.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting off topic. Mm-hmm. Is it my turn?
No, it's your turn. Well, if you're done with your topic, I kind of interrupted
you. Oh, yeah. I could ramble about terrible car commercials to the end of time.
Okay, so it is my turn?
Sure.
Okay, well, my next was traction control. And so what traction control is if you're, like, on snow or, like, mud if and the wheels get kicked out behind you.
Yeah,
and
the
that,
wheel
like,
spin.
Keeps the car stable.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Again, just verifying that I myself know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it controls the traction, if you would.
So it's like when you start to slip on the road, yeah. It helps keep you on the road.
Yeah, like you ever been driving in the rain, like from a dead stop, and you like spin a little bit?
Yeah, if I hit the gas too fast.
Exact. Traction control stops that.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Well, that's why there's so many knuckleheads driving in the rain, because all the cars got traction control now.
Because cars are safe now.
Before, people were afraid to drive in the rain. Now well, they
people
just...
People are still afraid to drive in the rain. There's either people going stupid fast or stupid slow.
No
if you're
between.
Afraid of the rain, stay home. If you're scared of nothing and you're ready to die,
just also stay
home. Away from me. Yeah.
Stay home and contemplate life.
Like, really, you need some Jesus.
And the people going super slow, you also stay home and contemplate life.
You don't need something that bad. the last vehicle sold without traction control was most likely 2012 models. It's really hard. They couldn't give me an exact answer because Electronic Stability Control, or ESC, became mandatory for all passenger and light trucks. So any
in 2012?
Yeah, in 2012. So any car that carried passengers, it was supposed to be mandatory. But, so normally when an ESC system was put into a car,
it came with traction.
Yeah, it came with anti-lock braking system, traction control, and just like a whole bunch of other features. That's how it was supposed to be. You get this, it comes with everything.
That makes sense. Because, yeah, why would you have one and not the other?
But it technically wasn't mandatory for everything. And, of course, Chevy was the one pulling out. Chevy was like, nah, we don't need all of this. So some of their vehicles did not come with all of the features. They're like, oh, yeah, we got anti-lock braking system, but no traction control. Like, you don't need it.
That's so great. It's like, you're already there.
They said, nah.
Why is GM like that? It still makes me mad. So, my work fan, 2024, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
I can connect my phone via Bluetooth. And I can talk via Bluetooth through my phone. Mm-hmm. I can't listen to music via Bluetooth. It's an optional extra. It has Bluetooth. It's there. I see it. It works. Won't let me listen to music.
It's
optional
right
extra.
There.
And so is a glove box.
I mean, I don't think most of the people who are in your work vans could fit with a glove box, so that's probably why.
You know how hard it is to find my registration without a glove box?
I don't know where my registration is, and I have a glove box.
Exactly. Like, I have to go, like, some places I have to go through, like, checkpoints,
oh,
and they have to check
yeah.
all this stuff, and they're like, registration, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be a second, because I don't have a glove box. Let me just start digging around this van.
Yeah. Just toss it on the floor.
Well, no, so I have, like, a cubby hole.
Uh-huh. Why like do you put it on the visor? Clip it to the visor.
There's no clip.
Oh, there, I'll get you a clip.
No.
I get you some of my binder clips.
No, I have, it's like a metal mail slot
oh,
in the
Lord.
On like the cage.
Because that doesn't
But the gap catchy. Is like paper sized. So as I drive, my paperwork gets stuck between the two pieces of metal way down. And the gap's only like you can't fit your hand in there to get it. So it's, you make glove boxes. They come with glove boxes. Why is it an optional extra?
Because it's Chevy.
Just any GM execs listening, I know you are, make them standard. It's 2025.
It's an option. They don't need it.
It's crazy. Like, you have to make two different dashes for that. Wait, is it my turn?
Yes, it's your
oh,
turn.
Oh, my Lord. No AC, no problem. So, air conditioning was first offered in the 1940s. You know, that's a luxury feature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even think it was in houses in the 40s. But,
Yeah, all I'm thinking of right now is your sticker on your dashboard.
Oh, airbag? Oh, yeah, we didn't do airbags.
What airbags? The first time I got into his pickup and I looked on his dash, there's a big, in big letters, it says, what airbags? And I looked at him, I said, you don't have airbags?
Was not a feature until 95. It was not standard in pickup trucks until 95 or 96. Don't have a driver one either. No. 95 or 96, pickup trucks had to have a driver's airbag. And then I think in 97...
Oh, both sides?
Yeah, had to have one for the passenger.
Just made it go.
But, AC.
Back to topic.
Back to the topic. I like babbling about stuff. But, so in 1969, AC was a standard feature in a couple Cadillacs.
I can believe that for Cadillac. They're supposed to be fancy.
Right? But, you know, as time went on, it became more and more common to have AC.
The rest of us hicks get them.
But, you know, there was one vehicle, there was one model that held out longer.
Mm.
Way
Chevy?
Longer.
Was it Chevy?
Even longer than that.
Really?
The
Who held out longer than Chevy?
Once again, the Jeep Wrangler makes the list. As late as 2022, AC was an optional extra.
I believe that.
Wrangler.
Their doors are optional sometimes.
I
you just get pieces of plastic that you clip to it.
I also typed in a rant. I apologize to all my Jeep friends. I guess it doesn't really matter, you know, when you don't have doors or today's Jeep or in today's Jeep fashion, no doors, no roof, and crappy music playing super loud at the strip mall for no reason.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, why what's up with Mopar people and bugging the public? What's going on with that?
Because how else are they supposed to get people to look at them and acknowledge their lifestyle?
Buy a Polaris slingshot and put lights all over it.
They just did that with their Jeeps.
Yeah,
and
did,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, for the love of God, look up a YouTube video on how to put lights on your vehicle's property. Properly... People. It's not that
if
hard.
If you can see the LEDs,
yeah,
you did it wrong.
Yeah, you did it wrong. Look up a YouTube video. It's not that hard. You have access to Google. Everyone's got the internet.
It's free.
It's free. It's free. Look it up. Please, for the love of God. You want lights? Go for lights. But I'm so sick and tired of getting blinded by your LEDs because you left the light strip out.
Oh,
it's not underglow if it's sideways.
That could be another episode, like terrible car modification.
I swear, yeah, we'll rant for 2 hours on that one.
You got anything else?
Yeah, I have another, but I was about to go on another tangent with the stupid squatted trucks. That's the dumbest modification I've ever seen.
I think the only thing worse, and it's kind of hand in hand with squatted trucks. Like, I get it. Like, do you? The clappers. Why are you spending so much money to make your 5.3 Vortex sound so bad? Straight pipe. A straight pipe with a wide pipe, no muffler, fantastic sound.
I feel like
true duals on a stock engine is terrible.
I feel like those were the same kids who stuck the water bottles or Coca-Cola cans in their bicycles to make them make those sounds.
I did that.
You did do that.
And
you
stuck a
fart can on your moped, too.
It has a silencer in it.
Mm-hmm. Not a very quiet one.
It apparently... Apparently, residents of Charleston do not like straight-piped mopeds.
No, they do not.
And that's very understandable. I apologize for ruining your weekend.
I thought it was hilarious, because they were annoyed by that, but they had loud, trashy music playing.
Yeah, I'm not playing Freebird.
Or I could deal with Freebird. I'm sick of hearing Cardi B.
Okay, here's my thing. I don't care how good the song is. If I could hear it, it's terrible. I don't want to hear it.
No, because
it just turn it down. They have knobs. Yeah. I've seen radios with knobs before. You can turn it down when you come to like a stop.
And if you're deaf, get some headphones.
Even better.
Get some headphones. If you can't hear the music, then you got to crank it up that loud.
If you have a sound system on a motorcycle, what are you doing? What's going on?
Those people crack me up. Like, get a helmet. Like, you want to listen to music so bad. If you had a helmet, you could listen to music.
No, well, that's the thing. They want same with G people. They want everyone to listen to...
Nobody wants to hear your music.
Facts. Facts.
You could be playing Journey, like, and I still don't want to hear it.
Wait, is that Journey? Turn it up.
It just sounds like vibrations.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You don't really hear it. Okay, my last topic. Manuals. Oh, manual column shift. That's what it is. I was like, hold up, a manual what? All I typed in was manual. Okay, the last vehicle sold in the USA with a manual column shift.
A three on the tree?
Was also most likely around 1987. They couldn't give me an exact, and it was also a Chevrolet. Half-ton pickup truck.
Joe and the Raven will be back. More to come after these messages.